Well, aren't you lucky? You just found the Fish Undead podcast.
You are listening to the Fish Undead podcast with your host, Ted Johnson.
Well, hello, this is Ted Johnson with the Fish Undead podcast. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. If you are coming to this podcast a little bit down the road, we're recording this in February, right at the beginning of February, in the first few weeks of 2024. We're getting ready for an election year. We've got all this stuff going on about in the industry about salmon fishing and closures and when they're going to let people fish and that sort of thing. If you're on the East Coast, you're dealing with the striper issues and all that other good stuff. And so anyway, we're going to keep you informed about how all of that is going on as this year goes on. But today we're changing things up a little bit. I've got a really interesting guest. As you know, we talk a lot about, you know, the fishing industry as a business, and we talk a lot about business issues and that sort of thing, whether it be fishing or hunting, duck hunting, high fence hunting and that sort of thing. But today we're going to be talking about waterfowl in a little bit different way. And that's with our special guest, Trevor, who's with a company called Aflac. And you'll understand why I brought him on as this conversation goes on. So keep your eyes and ears open. Keep your mind open on this. And Trevor, hey, man, are you there?
I sure am. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing really well. Thank you.
Terrific. We, in our part of the world, Trevor's right up the street from me in Salem, Oregon. We had quite an ice storm going on a couple weeks ago, and it sounds like you survived and we survived, but it was a little precarious out there, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It was. I had a nice inch coating of ice across my car.
Oh, really? Really? Wow. Yeah, I was stuck in my driveway for about a week. I couldn't get out, man. It was terrible. But anyway, Trevor, you're with Aflac, and it's a company with an incredible brand. I'd like to talk to you about that a little bit. But tell us about you. How do you fit into Aflac, and what do you do, and what led you to where you are today?
Oh, I would love to. I would love to. My adult life, the first 16 years, I did very much blue-collar work. Uh-huh. I was in construction, and I did a lot of welding, and I absolutely loved that. I'd probably still be doing that if the place hadn't shut down in 2008. Uh-huh. you know how that is. I went back to school for a while, and I ended up getting a couple of degrees, civil engineering and CAD drafting. I got dual degrees on that. How I fell into Aflac, though, is kind of interesting. Uh-huh. I was working on starting my own drafting business, and I had a couple of different clients that I had, but it really wasn't earning me the living that I needed. So I began working doing IT and detail work at a car dealership in Dallas, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And that's when the Aflac representative from that company came in to talk with me. And what kind of resonated was thinking about all the different injuries and scars that I had on my hands and right. how much I could have actually earned from Aflac, because Aflac pays the policyholders cash. And then I got to looking at this guy and thought to myself, if this gentleman can do this, I sure as heck could do this.
Okay.
And that's really how my journey started. And then in 2012, the end of 2012, I had a meeting with the regional coordinator. Uh-huh. And they offered the position. I took it. And in January of 2013, I began my career as a benefit consultant with Aflac.
Wow. Now I got to ask, because it's in the back of a bunch of people's minds too, I think, how does the duck fit into all of this? I mean, was the duck part of the branding when you started back in 2008, or has that been something that's come on in the last few years? What's the story behind that, Trevor?
The duck is a beautiful story. There were a couple of gentlemen back, 1999, 2000, they were sitting on a bench, and they heard a duck, and they said, that sounds a lot like Aflac. Aflac actually stands for American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus.
Okay.
And they've been around since the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So Aflac's a brand that has been around for decades. And it wasn't until they basically rebranded it as Aflac and brought the duck in, all of a sudden the brand recognition exploded.
I'll bet, yeah. I'll bet. That's amazing. So, you know, a lot of people recognize you for the duck and the great commercials on TV and that sort of thing, but I would imagine you've got a lot of people that go, well, what do you do? What's the proposition statement, if you may, of Aflac? How do they fit into this world of benefits and insurance and that sort of thing?
Well, Aflac is a unique insurance, and it's so intriguing. When I ask the question, whether I'm interviewing somebody or if I am getting in front of a group of people to present, I love asking, what do you know about Aflac? I get so many different answers.
Sure.
The commercials are fairly elusive. They're a great teaser, but they don't really explain anything.
True.
So I get the privilege of explaining how this works. And ultimately what Aflac is a resource for people. We spend money on things every day. We just don't realize it. And that's where Aflac comes into play, is when something happens, we are able to offer financial assurance for people by giving them cash benefits when a covered event happens.
And a covered event would be like what, Trevor?
Well, our policies range from injuries, accidents, to more catastrophic situations like critical care or cancer. We also have the daily living, like the hospital, dental, vision. Uh-huh. It's just an entire gambit, a plethora of different programs that we're able to offer individuals through both supplemental and standalone programs.
Got it. And how does that differ from like a health insurance policy or something like that?
That's a great question. And I have the privilege of answering that quite often. In fact, here in Salem, so many different people that I work with, either their spouses work for the state or they work for the state. Mm-hmm. So they would ask, why would I need this? I've got amazing health care. But the sad reality is every year the price of health care keeps increasing and what they pay for decreases, which means the out-of-pocket expenses, the costs that people don't think about,
right,
that out-of-pocket continues to increase. So the need for something, a supplemental that can fill those gaps or create a benefit for people that don't have anything, that's extremely important, especially in today's times where inflation is as high as it is, and the cost of living, and you know, $200 does not go as far at the grocery store as it used to.
Right, right. Oh, that is so true. You know, and in preparing for this interview and being introduced to you, I guess we've been talking for about a month or something like that on various issues. I had an experience, you know, late last year where I was starting to feel bad and things were, you know, getting worse and it felt like I had a cold or something, and I went into the doctor and I was immediately put into the hospital, and they gave me a couple different medications that didn't play well with each other. And I went into like this medical coma or this drug induced coma. And I was in ICU for like almost 10 days. And I got out and you know, everything is fine. And I'm back on my feet and doing whatever I do. That was like an $80,000 bill. And I'm going, thank God I had health insurance, but I had this big deductible. And so here I'm sitting with a large obligation that I've got to take care of. And I don't have necessarily, you know, had set aside funds for something like this. I'm scrambling to get that done. Plus being out of work, there in convalescing, if you may, the bills kept piling up and we had to get creative on how we were paying those and that sort of thing. And it dawned on me at that time, I'm going, you know, there's gotta be some sort of supplemental program with deductibles being so high anymore that takes care of that day-to-day need of cash, you know, for your, you know, for the person that's ill or had the accident and their family, because it can, you know, it can put you in a world of hurt, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In a situation like that, you know, I'm privileged to be somebody that has nearly every Aflac policy that they offer.
Uh-huh.
I'm one of those guys that I wouldn't trust a chef that wouldn't eat his own cooking.
So true.
So that's where I, you know, as I began my career, I decided to start getting, you know, more and more of the policies. So at this point I have about everything with that, but your situation right there, you know, with that, we have a critical illness plan mm-hmm. that's here for the heart attacks, stroke, all those other major life events that are not cancer.
Right.
And that's that just the base policy alone pays a $7,500 initial occurrence benefit for something like that to happen. Mm-hmm. However, what makes this policy so popular is the fact that it also has an intensive care benefit built into it that will pay upwards of $16,000 for a 15-day stay in intensive care.
Wow, really?
You know, Ted, so something like that, if that were to happen to you when you have that policy, this policy would be here to protect you and take care of you from that. Not only that, you know, a lot of people think, well, why would I need a policy that takes care of heart attacks? I'm only in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
On the contrary, if you have a child that's born premature, there's no stepdad unit. They're either in the NICU or the not NICU.
Right.
So that same policy pays out that upwards of that $16,000 if the child's in the NICU for 15 days.
Mm-hmm. So,
right. So it just the flexibility of these programs and how they interact with each other and how they interact with, you know, just on a direct basis, how important that is. And primarily that's my position and my job. And what I train other people to do is explain that to people. And I'm not really a salesperson. I'm a consultant. And that's what I take pride in, is being able to talk with people, figure out what their needs are, talk them in or out of policies that they don't need.
Right. Right. And these types of policies are underwritten also. I'm assuming they are. And so there becomes a point in time when, you know, an individual may get a diagnosis, they may get some things going on in their lives where they don't qualify for that policy or they don't qualify for that coverage because it's now a pre-existing condition. And so you can't, you can't insure the house after it burns, right? I mean, isn't that the same
Correct.
Sort of concept on this type of policy?
We actually have a handful of policies that are guaranteed issue. In fact, one of the things that makes our cancer policy so amazing is the fact that it doesn't matter if people have had cancer in the past. If you've been cancer-free for 5 years, this policy will go ahead and take you on.
Really? With no restrictions
Absolutely.
Or anything, huh?
The only thing is it eliminates the initial diagnosis benefit, but everything else is covered just the same way as it would if you had the policy without previously having cancer.
No,
but the accident, the short-term disability, yes, hospital, we have so many different policies that are completely guaranteed issue. So it doesn't matter what the person has, we can still put these policies in place to take care of them.
Really? That's amazing, man. It's very generous of the company to take on those types of obligations because things do happen. I mean, and they can be reoccurrent, can they not?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things. When somebody's diagnosed with cancer, the likelihood is extraordinarily high that they'll get it again.
Yeah.
So that's part of the reason why it's good to not just have, but to keep those policies. And occasionally we'll have people that maybe they're diagnosed and they're like, well, since I've already been diagnosed, so I really need to keep a policy.
Right.
Right. And that's where we just have that real discussion with them of, you know, it is completely your choice whether or not you'd like to cancel. However, as your consultant, I would suggest that you hold on to this.
Yeah, figure out a way to do it. I mean, and they're not that expensive from what I've seen out there. That's pretty cool. So your focus then at Aflac, is my understanding, is that you focus your concentrated efforts on working with business people that they can then offer or provide coverage for the employees that help them build their business. You can buy it individually. I understand that, but really it seems like the focus of the company is working for like our audience tends to be either solopreneurs, which is just a single business owner, or they have a, you know, an LLC or a subchapter S where they have employees and that sort of thing, and providing for those employees in a way that they feel that they're being taken care of is really paramount for the business owner. Am I on the right track there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the things that, one of the engines that we use to get, in front of the people that we talk with, is through accounts. We're able to set up payroll accounts through small businesses. And, what the thing that makes this part amazing is the fact that, it's no mystery that right now businesses are under attack, okay. Right? If you're a small business, you are absolutely under attack. And most of the time, smaller businesses don't have the deep pockets that these bigger industries have.
Right.
And with that being said, oftentimes they work really hard to train their competition.
Oh, got it.
You know, and I would rather, you know, if I could help a small business keep from losing people over something as silly as, you know, not being able to afford benefits, I am absolutely there to help with that. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're really able to do, Ted, is we're able to put a benefit package in place for a business that is a fraction of the cost of major medical.
Right.
Not only do we do that, but again, we listen to what the business's needs are, and we can help direct them in the right direction. And using different partnerships as well, the foundation of Aflac in businesses is extremely important. We really do set that foundation by putting a Section 125 in place at no cost. That right there is typically anywhere between a 12,
really?
Absolutely, $1,200 to $1,500 fee for a business to add the Section 125. And the business can roll any of the other pre-tax benefits through that Section 125.
Wow, like an HSA or something like that? Am I saying that right?
HSA, retirement. If they get to a point where they do want to look at major medical, they don't have to worry about spending the money on the Section 125 for that. They're able to just roll it all through the Aflac Section 125.
Right, right. You know, in the past, in my experience with different employers and that sort of thing, and I've never benefited from it, but I know that if an employee got ill or they got hurt, you know, off the job, because there's workers' compensation that can take care of them while they're on the job. But if, you know, a tragedy has happened to a key employee, a lot of times the employer will just kind of reach in their pocket, won't they, and just kind of pay for things, you know? In this litigious society that we've grown into, you know, that can cause real problems, can't it?
Absolutely. And that's actually one of the conversations that I'll end up having when I do get the privilege of speaking with a business owner and presenting how Aflac fits into a business. Uh-huh. Is if one of your key employees does get injured, you know, say they get hurt and they can't work for a couple of months, where do they go? Most of us have less than $1,000 in the bank. Most of our families are in the same boat that we're in. Credit, that's just a dangerous road to go down. If they're already struggling to make their bills, living paycheck to paycheck, can they really afford an additional $400 a month fee for that?
Right.
And business owners are not in the habit of being loan officers, right?
True.
And if they give money to one individual, that just opens up a terrible can of worms where they may have to now set in a precedent where they have to do that with everybody else.
Right. Right. You did it. So you did it for Joe. Why don't you do it for me? Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So by putting a program like Aflac in place, it traditionally doesn't cost the business anything to offer Aflac. There's no hidden fees. There's no any behind the scene costs. It's strictly just the policies themselves.
No cost for the policies for the employer. Can they contribute though? If they want to?
Absolutely. And that's actually another thing that I like to talk to the business owners about is this. You know, starting the conversation, $600 or $700 a month for major medical, that's not really in the realm of possibilities.
Right.
The business has a hard time absorbing that.
Right.
But then when I get to the point of the accident or maybe even accident and dental, for as little as $20 a week per person, they can provide their employees with these benefits that would traditionally be something that the employee would pay for. And it's amazing too. The Monday morning workers' comp claims typically decrease quite a bit. And you know how workers' comp goes. It's like every time there's a claim against it, adds points to it.
Right.
And that increases the premiums.
Right.
So when there is an opportunity to lower the workers' comp claims using programs like AFLAC, then that saves the business owner so much more money. And the other nice part about this is I like to highlight the fact that it is a write-off. So by them putting AFLAC in place, they get it. It's like me buying my wife an anniversary present and then writing it off at the end of the year.
Right. Good point.
Exactly. So, now, yes, sir. So now, that's a lot of that.
Now, when you're talking about workers' comp and employee distributions and payments and that sort of thing, that changes from state to state. Like here in the Pacific Northwest, you've got L&I that work in the state of Washington, and then of course we've got workers' compensation traditionally in the state of Oregon, and so people have to be a little bit careful on when, you know, what type of comp plan their region or their state is on. But one of the things, if people haven't experienced that, is that they give you a rate for a individualized code of work that's being done, whether it's a mechanic or clerical or whatever, and based on actuarial tables, then they'll charge you X amount of dollars per $100 of payroll, typically is how that works. But if all of a sudden you start getting all these claims, it's not that rate that changes, but it's what's called the multiplier. And I've seen multipliers as high as 3 and 4 times the amount of the rate. And it can actually put people out of business. And products like AFLAC that can come in and supplement those small Monday morning claims like you're talking about can really save businesses, you know, thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars over a number of years' time.
Absolutely. And, you know, not just that, but the payroll tax savings. You know, what you're talking about is the big ticket. Those things that really start adding up.
Right.
But then, you know, a successful business is one that looks at all those little costs as well. And, you know, if they could pinch their pennies a little bit, well, that's something about being able to offer AFLAC pre-tax that drives down the taxable income by putting these programs in place pre-tax. And that lowers the business's, payroll taxes as well.
Right. Federal, state, Social Security contributions and that sort of thing. I mean, that can add up to a big percentage of someone's payroll, can it not?
It absolutely can. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is there a coordination of benefits between an AFLAC plan and major medical, or how do those insurance companies work together when there's something that needs to be covered by both sides?
So that right there, that's another amazing question. AFLAC does not coordinate benefits.
Really?
The only catalyst to that is our short-term disability is typically off the job, but you can add an on-the-job rider as well because workers' comp is there. But our programs don't even coordinate with each other. So it's not uncommon for us to have something where they have a hospital plan and an accident plan, mm-hmm. and they have an injury and they're stuck in the hospital overnight. Both policies will pay out. The same thing happens with the major medical. AFLAC doesn't care what else they have. AFLAC's payouts are based off of chart notes and doctor notes. So basically, okay. The proof of services rendered is what we use to pay our claims.
So it really doesn't affect the payout of the AFLAC policy. Whatever major medical does, it does singularly. And the same with AFLAC. The two don't blend, do they?
They don't talk to each other. In fact, AFLAC, the benefits that you get from AFLAC are also tax-free. So you don't have to worry about claiming anything on your taxes or anything else when you do get benefits from AFLAC, uh-huh. which is nice to know. There are times when, you know, an injury will end up paying out near, I had a gentleman who got a $17,000 payout, from his accident policy. You know, I've also had people with their cancer policies that get, yeah, it's in the $30,000 to $40,000, with these programs, and they don't have to worry about claiming any of it. It's just money that comes straight to them.
Wow, that's amazing. Now you know as well as I that the only two things that in life that are guaranteed are death and taxes, right? And so if you hire somebody, right, and they're with you for 6 months or 6 years or 20 years, and then times get tough and either the company has to downsize a little bit, or maybe, you know, another company comes in and talks them to come to work for them, what happens to their Aflac policy at that point? Does that go away?
Our Aflac policies belong to the policyholders. So that right there, the policy will be able to be ported out to either direct, or it can be ported into another business that has Aflac. So our policies are 100% portable, and we have historic rate stability as well. So when you get a policy through Aflac, you get to maintain that rate for the rest of your lives. In fact, that's one of the stories that I like to share. When I first started with Aflac back in 2012, There's a gentleman at the workplace that I was at, and I was just asking around, what do you know about Aflac? And this gentleman, he slaps the table. He goes, I love Aflac. Now, mind you, he was in his early 80s at the time. And really? I was one of his go-to guys. Yeah, he is a great guy. I was one of his go-to guys when it came to computer stuff. His wife had a little online store, but they knew absolutely nothing about computers. So I go over to his house and help him fix his computer up.
Right.
But when he told me that, I dug in a little bit. I'm like, well, tell me more. And he said that he picked up a cancer policy from Aflac in this is what he told me, late 60s, early 70s. And he said that he had had cancer three different times. And this policy had paid out tens of thousands of dollars.
No.
And he said if it wasn't for that, you know, he didn't have to touch his retirement. He didn't have to deal with bankruptcy. He didn't have to worry about losing his home. And the crazy part about this, Ted, he was still spending less than $5 a month for this Cadillac cancer policy.
$5 a month? Holy smokes. That's incredible.
These policies, exactly. And these policies, you get grandfathered in. And the historic rate stability, unlike normal major medical, where it does increase every year, once you get a policy, especially if they're age-banded, you get to maintain that age and that rate for the rest of your life.
Really? No kidding. And you brought up a really good point with this gentleman being in his 80s. That was one of the questions I had of you, Trevor, is that, you know, do these benefits or do these policies go away when somebody retires or when, you know, they reach retirement age, you know, like health insurance turns into Medicare and all that stuff. But answering my own question based on what you're saying, these are perpetual. Are they not?
That's correct. That's correct. They stay with the policyholder. And the other nice thing about that is, I mean, I reflect back to in my 20s, if I fell down, I'd just get right back up.
Right.
In my mid to late 30s, I'd fall down and I'd just kind of like lay there for a little bit. Now, I just turned 50 last week. If I were to fall down, I contemplate life and wonder if I should just live on the ground.
true.
Right? In another 10 years, when I fall down, something's going to break.
Yeah.
So that's where part of the reason why I absolutely love my Aflac and I'll never get rid of my accident policy is as I get older, as things happen, this policy is not going to discriminate. It doesn't matter what happens. And I've had situations where one of my policyholders was dealing with late stage MS and she was trying to make it into her wheelchair and she fell and she shattered her hip and broke her leg.
Oh.
And Aflac did not question the fact that, you know, was it because she had MS? They went ahead and paid just like they would for anybody in that situation. And I remember she called me from the Salem Hospital. It was on a Saturday evening. And I actually went to the Salem Hospital with claim paperwork. But also I went there to just support her because she is such an interesting lady.
Right.
To make sure that she had her claim filed the right way and just to make sure she felt better about everything. Wow. Said that's something that I have learned in this industry is people won't remember what you said, but they'll always remember how you made them feel.
And what you do. Absolutely. Absolutely. And just to clarify, and maybe it's my own need to clarify, these payments that come from Aflac, they're not attached by the hospital, they're not attached by any physician or pharmacy. That's cash money that comes to you, and you can decide what to do with it when you have it, right?
Absolutely, 100%. This money could either be snail mailed to you or direct deposit. The other thing about this is we also have one of the fastest turnaround times when paying claims. You normally have money when you file your claim online. If it's a clean process, the automatic auditors go over that, and typically people have money within the first 3 to 4 days.
Say, what did you say, 3 to 4 days? Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Holy smokes. So as you know, our audience is, a lot of them are single, I call them solopreneurs, you know, charter captains, guides and that sort of thing. And, you know, they're running out there, forgive me guys, like cowboys, right? I mean, you're doing great jobs and you're doing great things and you're creating incredible memories for people, but you also have all these different exposures, whether it be being on a boat or launching a boat or parking your boat at the marina or driving to and from where you're meeting your clients. There's just this myriad of accidents and in many times, you know, environmental issues that come up with the different chemicals that maybe you're involved with and that sort of thing that can make you sick over time. And you're just, your exposure is really, really high. And to cover all of this traditionally through, you know, other types of policies can be extremely expensive, where Aflac, for the named perils, if I use, I think that's the right term in insurance, right? Named perils. I mean, this comes to you, like you said, in 3 or 4 days. It's, it's like getting money from the sky, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's so many different, industries that I've seen over the years, you know, me coming from blue collar and, you know, picking up 250-pound axles and putting them onto chassis. You know, that was, I did that for years and years, and I looked down at all the different scars. But I also, you know, I've had the privilege of working with people. One of the accounts, they're professional sign language people, and they go all over the country, signing for people. And this one gentleman during a presentation, he basically took over. He goes, stands up and he goes, everybody, if we break our arm or break our hand, we are in so much trouble.
Oh, they're done.
This is important. This, yeah. This will absolutely, you know, and so if you think about the, especially the people who need to use both their hands or, you know, I mean, fishing or all of these other things, if you hurt your hand or you hurt your arm, this is something that will absolutely take care of you for 3 months or 6 months or however long it is so you can properly heal. I also, you know, can relate to the fact that I'm a stubborn boy and a stubborn man, I should say. And, you know, if there's an injury or I had to have surgery, you know, I was right back there doing stuff that I should have waited to do.
Right.
Because I didn't feel that absolutely, the bills don't stop. Having money that comes into your household that you could use for those bills. I mean, like you said, the money comes directly to the policyholder. And that money is yours to use however you want. You can pay the doctors in the hospitals, but that was something else that I wanted to bring up, especially here in Oregon. We have a value-added service. So we set you up as a traditional account with Aflac. Aflac has a sponsored program that will negotiate doctor and hospital bills. It'll also work out payment plans on all this stuff to help negate all that expense. And I mean, let's face it, here I am, an insurance professional, and I was hospitalized back in 2017 for a week.
Uh-huh.
I ended up getting about 13 different bills about a month and a half later. And I had to take time out of my busy day to negotiate with all of these different entities.
Right.
That was not only obnoxious, but it was exhausting. And it took an entire week out of my work week.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak the language. So this is something that I'm extremely passionate about, the Health Advocate Program, yeah. And it's sponsored through Aflac, and Aflac's the engine that people can get this through. But they do all the heavy lifting for the employees or for the policyholders.
So what's the cost of this advocacy program to do that then?
The advocacy program is completely Aflac sponsored. So we set up a traditional payroll account, has three or more people associated with it.
Uh-huh.
We set them up with that. And the nice thing about this is, three people that are associated with the business. I've had a contractor, his wife, and his son who works for him part-time. They've been able to set up Aflac as a payroll account for them. And then that opens all the bells and whistles with the amazing pricing, the reduced pricing, doing it through accounts. mm-hmm. and also the perks like the Section 125 and the health advocate that is completely Aflac sponsored, so it costs nothing.
Really? No kidding. No kidding.
That's right now. Well, and it is important. I mean, it regardless of what kind of business you are, what kind of industry you are, employees nowadays, they really want their perks. They really want their benefits. This is a way to check those boxes without having to go poor doing it.
Right. And the employer can sponsor the whole thing. The employer can just yeah. offer it and let the employees pay for it. But it's really under the employee's control, other than if the employer wants to get involved in sponsoring it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The responsibility that the employer has, and this is the ease of this too, so I'm glad that we're talking about this. If an employer sees the value of this and says, let's offer this to my employees, that employer can sponsor 100% of it. They can sponsor a program. Oftentimes, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll get that accident plan. Mm-hmm. And then they'll let the employees, if they want to pick anything else up, it's on their dime to do that. And then the only other responsibility that the employer has is to pay the invoice when the invoice comes due. And we Aflac bills in arrears. So if somebody were to get Aflac, let's say, on a March 1st start date, they wouldn't have an invoice that's due until April 15th.
Oh, wow. Really?
Exactly. So that way, it gives the employer time to pull money out of their employees' pay, and then it's prorated to whatever pay period they have.
Right.
But the other thing that I wanted to bring up with this is, it is such a simple process. If an employer were to say, yes, I want to do this, I have set up full-on payroll accounts with five people, 100% remotely, and it's taken me just an afternoon to get it done from start to finish.
Really? No kidding.
So exactly. So yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna ask. I'm just trying to envision this for maybe a little larger company where maybe they have an employee class of you know the C-class officers and they're administrative, and so if you set this up right, you can almost be discriminatory, can't you? I mean, you can provide it a little bit more to a certain class of employee and that may have other needs than maybe the workers out on the floor and that sort of thing. You can be real creative with this, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that, you know, I've had the privilege of being able to professional contracts. I was able to learn about those and I excelled in that when I was in college. So I have been able to help employers that maybe they have a revolving door of five people out of their 12 people they have there. So what I've done is I've helped write up a contract with them that states, we will cover 100% of your Aflac once you have hit that 6 month mark.
Oh, got it.
And that you've proven to. So basically, it's an enticement to make sure that people are showing up on time. And we can even break down people that are managers versus not managers, how much they pay, so it doesn't discriminate.
Interesting.
Exactly. So that's a way that we can be absolutely creative with this. But at the bottom line, if they offer, they want to be able to offer Aflac to 100% of their staff.
Right.
That way, the people can pick and choose whether or not they need this. And that's something else that I wanted to just throw in there right now. I deal with people all the time, and I'm guilty of this as well, of prejudging what people need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's in your heart. That's you know, true. So I have no idea what keeps you up at night. So it's my place to make sure that I bring this opportunity to you. I don't prejudge and think, you know, profile whether or not you'd be able to use this or be able to afford it.
Right.
Again, most of our policies are between $3 to $5 a week to get into. And it's our job to also make sure that we're here to prevent financial hardship, not create financial hardship.
Oh, I like that. Really good. So if somebody wants to get involved and start the process of evaluating if their business wants to offer Aflac, and then to, you know, describing the benefits that they're offering to the employees, to the enrollment. I mean, how much of this do you do for them compared to them kind of doing it all on their own?
Well, an employer, you know, somebody who you put any industry in front of that, it's their job to do what they do. And I learned that a long time ago. I'm not going to try to represent myself if I was in a car accident. I'd hire an attorney to do that, mm-hmm. right? I try to stay in my lane when it comes to that stuff. Right. So if an employer sees something like this and they want to do it, we are absolutely at their disposal. We serve our community. We serve the employers that need us. Uh-huh. So if this is something that they'd like to look at more, then what we do is we offer an in-depth overview of what it is. It normally takes anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes
right.
to go over this and ask the questions. And then if they decide that they would like to offer this to their employees, then we can do it either remotely or we can do it in person. So it's a remote enrollment or it's an in-person enrollment. Either way works just fine. And all we have to do is establish their business as an account with Aflac. And once they're established, then we can enroll their staff.
And then is there a waiting time that they have to go through to get all of this, you know, in place? Or is it like the first of each month? Or can they kind of pick and choose when they activate this?
Well, normally what we do is, again, this is my best practice. If we were to enroll somebody this month, my OCD wants to make sure that it's on the first of every month. Right. We can be creative with that. But normally if a business were to open Aflac up, we would have a plan year now that would start at the beginning of each March. March 1st would be the start date for them moving forward. Now, if they have a new hire, they can participate anytime within the year, and we can be flexible with when we do additional enrollments. Okay. In fact, we have a larger company that's opening up this next week, and come the end of summertime, they want to do a mid-year enrollment. So we do a lot of what we do is under the same requirements of major medical mm-hmm. when it comes to the Section 125 and you know the federal compliance.
Right.
But we can also be, I don't want to use the word creative because we absolutely follow the same rules, but
sure.
we can justify a reason to have a mid-year enrollment or changes, we can absolutely do that.
Very good. So Trevor, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and maybe ask some questions or have you come out and speak with them or do a Zoom meeting or something like that, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, that's great. They could reach out to me through my phone, call, they could text, they could also email me. I have QR codes that I put out there to the community as well. I also have a team of people that both enroll and put together new accounts. So if they were to reach out to me, I could absolutely have either myself or one of my trusted teammates get a hold of them and give them their overview. And it's a free consultation. And basically, it's just the let's see if this is the right fit for you. And if you're a good fit for us and vice versa, then we move forward.
Very good. And all of your contact information that you just shared is also in the show notes. And so if you forget, if you're wanting to get a hold of Trevor and go, oh, what's his number or something like that, you can come back to the show notes and just click on that, and that'll bring up his email address and phone number and that sort of thing. Trevor, man, I'm really continuing to be blown away by how important this product is, and you know your advocacy and belief in it is very infectious, and as it should be. And we just really appreciate you coming on as a guest today. I know you've been a tremendous help to people, and best of success to you as time goes on. And thank you so much for everything you do, man.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Well, hey, you take care, and we'll talk to you later.